The Riddle of the Sands by Erskine Childers. At 7 o'clock in the evening of the 23rd of September in a recent year, I was making my evening toilet in my chambers in Pall Mall. A young man of condition and fashion, who knows the right people, belongs to the right clubs, has a safe, possibly a brilliant future in the Foreign Office, may be excused for a sense of complacent martyrdom when, with his keen appreciation of the social calendar, he is doomed to the outer solitude of London in September. Friend after friend got away to sport and fresh air. My own people were at Aix for my father's gout. Besides, they would be leaving soon for a home in Yorkshire, and I was not a prophet in my own country. In short, I was at the extremity of depression. Then, one of the servants of the big block of chambers where I lived handed me a letter bearing a German postmark and marked urgent. I had just finished dressing and was collecting my money and gloves. A momentary thrill of curiosity broke in upon my depression as I sat down to open it. A corner on the reverse of the envelope.